accession number 18488, reel 1.
Daniela Hausman, reel 1. Could I ask you first of all what your name was before you were married?
Sandecka.
Could you spell that for me?
S-A-N-D-E-C-K-A. Sandecka.
Sandecka. Thank you very much indeed. And if I could ask you first of all, could you tell me something about your childhood and life before the war started?
Well, I was still at school and nearly finished. And I used to live with my mother and my brother and his wife. He was just married, you know, before war.
Would this have been in Warsaw?
In Warsaw, yes. Yes. I was born in Warsaw and live all the time in Warsaw.
What sort of city was Warsaw?
Lovely, very elegant. Some people used to call small Paris, comparing with the Paris, because, and Warsaw had a special, the people of Warsaw, they had special sense of humor. And that was make a difference, you know, which is, it isn't like that now. No, absolutely not. Mind you, what I heard when I go to Warsaw, you know, after the war first time, it is only about 8 or 10% really Warsaw people, born people live there, and the rest is over 90% come from, you know, all over the country after the war. So I suppose that's why it have completely different character now.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts, what part of Warsaw did you live in?
Old part of Warsaw, Starówka, like we call it.
Yes, I've been to that part myself, and I know how beautiful it is and how it's been rebuilt.
Yes, it was rebuilt quite well, actually.
Yes. Were you living with your father as well?
My father passed away before the war started, yes.
How did you make your mother make a living, you know? What sort of life did you have?
I can't remember exactly how old she was, but anyway, old enough to remember the first war. And I suppose she had some experience in the first war. So when people start to talk before the war starts, actually, that it's going to be a war, she make quite a lot of, you know, as much as she could manage to get food and other things, you know, so we were quite, you know. And during the occupation time, once a week, she used to go in the country to get flour or, you know, piece of meat or something like that and bring, not for selling, just for our family. Because in Warsaw it was very difficult to get, as you know, probably it was Russian, we had Russian cards. And so much bread every day, if you could call bread, really.
And you went to school before the war in Warsaw.
Yes.
Yes. What was that like? You know, going to school at that time.
You mean during the war time?
No, before before the war. Would you have been a Roman Catholic?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And so would the school have been Roman Catholic you went to?
Well, actually, all school in Poland, they've been, you know, we have state school and private school, but all had a religion lesson, you know, Roman Catholic.
I understand the church was very strong before the war. Is that right?
Yes,
I
think so.
The Roman Catholic Church.
Yes, it was. But in my class, it was few Jewish children, but they could live, you know, the hour when we had a religion, they could go home or whatever they wished to do. So they haven't been forced to stay.
When you were a young schoolgirl, as you were before the war, were you ever aware of attitudes towards the Jewish people in Poland?
No, not really. I didn't notice. I don't remember anything because, as I said, we have in my class, so we've been all friends. And the block of flats I used to live in Warsaw, it was quite a few Jewish family, they live there. So we all children in my age of group, you know, we play together, and it wasn't any different between, you know, Roman Catholic or Jewish or Protestant or whatever.
When were you first aware that things were brewing up for war? You know, before the invasion, for instance, had you heard of Hitler?
Oh, yes, well, from the press, we knew that he was the, how shall I put it, commander or whatever in Germany. So people knew about it, but nobody really knew and could think what was in front of us. Nobody. I never heard talking my mother, her friends and family about, you know, things what happened. Even as I know now that it, in Germany it started before war, he tried to molest the Jewish people in Germany, but we didn't know about it. As far as I remember, I never heard that elderly people talk about it.
Aware that you know, an invasion had occurred and that the Germans were in Poland. Can you remember that day?
Yes, I do. It was Sunday, I remember, 1st of September, and we could hear the planes, but at first nobody really thought that they were Germans' planes. We thought that it is sort of some sort of exercise or something, Polish RAF. And then when the bomb started to dropping, then we realized, everybody, that they were German planes. So from the very beginning, it was quite bad, really, you know, because they bombed heavily.
And were you bombed, your house and your area?
Yes, quite a bit. Yeah.
What happened to you? Did you find shelter?
Yes, everybody used to go to, in case of, planes come, and it was some voice, like, I suppose, during the war here in England was alarm. So everybody could hear and then run to the basement, usually, and stay there. But I never liked to go to basement, no. I used to stay till my mom, I noticed that she was really worried, and she shouted from downstairs, "Come on down." Then I go sometimes, but I didn't like to be in.
Did you ever imagine at that time that the Polish forces wouldn't be able to cope with the situation?
Oh, yes, people do. You realize that we are not prepared, really. Not as good as Germans were, yeah.
How long was it, you know, from the bombing raids to when the Germans arrived? Can you remember that, the first sight of Germans?
I don't remember exactly the date when they come to Warsaw, but I know that they crossed the border the same very day when they started the war. They crossed the border, the west, you know, border of Poland.
Do you remember when they came to Warsaw?
Yes, I do. Yes, but not many people go outside, really, to greet them. I know that I saw even on television here after the war finished, they show pictures when Germans walk into the Warsaw and people stand and, you know, some sort of ovation. That's not true. It must be fixed, you know, some sort of pictures for propaganda. But practically the streets were empty when Germans walk in. Yes.
How did it affect you and your family when the Germans arrived? You know, how did life change for you?
Oh, a lot, quite a lot, really, yes. Because I was very young. My brother was young as well, mind you, older than I was, because he just was had his service before the war started and come back home. I don't know if you knew, it was every man have to, at 21, have to go for 2 years to be in the army training. And he did that before the war started. So obviously when the war started, he did go to some point where, as a volunteer soldier, but they have too many really. So he didn't go into the any army unit or no. So he stay with us.
You would have been a young girl of 16?
15 when the war started.
And were you still at school then?
Yes, and nearly 16, because my birthday is on 20th of October, so it was only another 2 months when I was 16.
And did you continue with your school, your education?
Not officially, because German didn't let to school open. Only some school, like, I don't know exactly how it would be in English, some sort of school like primary school and business school, that sort of, yes. But if it was a school, general knowledge, because we have, you know, a few different gymnasiums, so they didn't let to be open. But nevertheless, young people, they did education privately, every time in different house, and professor used to come to that house, and it was sort of conspiracy, you know.
And did you do that? Did
yes, for a while, but not for all the time, because I have to start to go to work, because it was a bit, you know, difficult. Even we couldn't buy a lot, but still we need money. So I start to work.
Where did you work?
Well, it was a brush factory. Toothbrush and hand brush, you know. You know what I mean. So I went there and got the job and, you know, work.
Would that have been still under Polish management, the factory?
The factory, actually, the owner of this factory, it was only a very small, you know, in private house. And I used to take home that work, not work in the factory premises, but took home so many dozens of toothbrush or hand wash brush and made at home. Yeah.
Did life sort of become very hard very quickly after the occupation?
Yes.
You were saying earlier about the food situation. Could you tell me more about that? How you and your mother coped for food and the
quite
ration.
quite bad really. It was shortage of food, so in the beginning mother used to sell, you know, things which she had from pre-war time, you know, better time. People used to sell jewelry, painting, anything really, fur coat and things like that, to get the money to manage to go through. It was very hard, yes, it was.
And how about the...
And cold, really. Every house was very cold because we didn't have coal enough. It was only Russian so much per winter, so it was really, yes. quite bad.
And how about the Germans, you know, that you met in everyday life? Were there many about, and did they interfere very much?
On the street, yes. Wherever you go, you see quite a lot of them, yes. But the worst thing, it was when they come by lorry, close the blockade the street on one side and on the other end, you know, of the street, and then take people from the street and send to Germany. So that was really quite bad, because you never know when it happened and where. So you have to be really aware that it might happen any time to you. So everyone who was leaving home never knew really for sure if he will come back or she come. So that was quite... Yeah.
Did that happen to anyone you knew, Daniela?
Oh, yes. Some friends of mine. Yes, they've been... Yeah.
Did you ever nearly get caught yourself?
No. No. Anyway, later on, when at first I told you I started to work in that small factory. And by the way, the owner of that little factory was a Russian man, white Russian, if you know what I mean. And then he couldn't carry on after some time. And it was adverts in the paper that another factory, they've been looking for people, for workers. I apply and get the job. And the owner was policeman in the beginning, but later on she was arrested. And I don't remember exactly, after a few months, I suppose, he come back to, you know, was free. But he wasn't any more owner of this factory. It became German man from Gestapo. He was the owner.
And did you have to work in the factory?
In the factory, yes.
What was that like, working under the Gestapo?
I must say that personally he didn't interfere much, no. We haven't seen him really a lot. And all staff, you know, the management was still Polish people, so that was lucky. And another thing was quite good. Actually, quite a lot of young people started to work in this factory because we had a good paper. The owner was German, so we had some sort of Ausweis, like we used to call it, paper, which in case of Germans stopped me on the street when they, you know, look. And I showed the paper, then it helped me to just walk away. So that was quite good, yes.
Well, yes, yeah. Did it make you feel more secure?
Yes,
for these,
yes,
awful
definitely.
Roundups?
Yes,
yes. Yes. Yeah. So this would have been the sort of early stages of the war,
yes,
don't they?
Yes.
Did you have any idea what was happening to Jewish people in Warsaw at that time?
When they start to take Jewish family, you know, say from the block of flats I used to live, when they come, you know, Germans, and take them, then we realize what's going on.
And would you have known about the ghetto, the Jewish ghetto in Warsaw?
Oh, yes, yes, because it wasn't very far from the place I used to live.
Yeah. Did you have any idea what was happening to the Jews at that time?
Not at that time, no, because in the beginning we knew they are, you know, some of them anyway, hungry, they were short of food, because I suppose in the beginning, just like Polish family, when the war started, we have some, you know, food in the house, but after a while, obviously everyone ran out of the food. So we expect that it happened the same to Jewish people in the ghetto. And we noticed them every day walking out from the ghetto to work, some sort of work with the Germans on the sides. So people used to, they couldn't walk near the Jewish column people call them, you know, and they walk. So from distance, they try to throw some small parcels with the food. That I feel, you know, very sorry what's happened to Jews, obviously. But on the other hand, now it hurts when you hear or read in the paper that some Jewish people, not everyone, but some of them, they accuse Polish people that they didn't help enough, and you know, and they try to sort of make a case that it happened only to Jewish people, which isn't true, because even in say Auschwitz or any other camps for that matter, it was thousands and thousands people of different nationality. I've got here in London my cousin. She was in arrested in Warsaw, and she was on Pawiak. Did you hear about Pawiak? That was a prison. And then she was interrogated there, then sent to Aleja Szucha, which was run by Gestapo, even worse place. And from there to Majdanek. So you see, and my other cousin, male, he died in Majdanek, actually, from my family. And she was there, and then she was sent to Buchenwald. So you see, it was thousands and thousands of, you know, other nationality. Probably more Jewish people than other, that's true. But nevertheless, everyone suffered, really, yes. Yeah, yes.
How about your brother? How was he getting on at this time?
Not a very good, I'm afraid. He was arrested at one time by Germans and stay, and that was near east border. So at that time, the war between German and the Russian started. So that place when he used to be in sort of prison, sort of come from German to Russian and back to German. So it took some time because he managed to get free. But anyway, I suppose they interrogated him, and his nerves were very well. So when he come back home, he had some sort of idea that any minute the Germans will come and will take him. So he used to put table across the room near the window or the door, you know, barricade, because he was worried that Germans will come any minute and will arrest him again. So he really suffered quite a lot. In the end, we were really worried about him, and we couldn't cope always, because nobody could explain him that he is at home and he shouldn't be worried. So in the end, my mother and his wife decided to take him to hospital for people with breakdown or, for, you know, suffer from nerves, when the uprising started. And he was in hospital at that time. Somehow he managed to get away from hospital and try to join the resistance, you know, which he did on Starówka. And he was wounded. The bullet go through his leg. So that was, you know, not very in the very beginning of the uprising, but say still in August, but the end of August, I should think. And at that time, the old part of Warsaw was completely in ruin, because that was the first part of Warsaw which Germans tried to, you know, damage completely.
Yes, I want to ask you a lot about that later. Mm. I know it's painful for you, but mm. you know, if as much as you can remember. But this early part of the war, mm. It's interesting, isn't it? The attitude towards Russia, because first of all, the Russians and the Germans were allies. Yeah. Was that a shock to Polish people?
Yes, it was very much so. Yes, it was like sort of, you know, on one side the German puts the knife on your chest and the Russian on your back. Yeah, so it was really quite bad. Yeah, yes. And at that time we didn't know, say like I was in Warsaw, so we didn't know that Russian took so many thousand people from the east part of Poland to Siberia and other part of Russia. And it was thousands and thousands, really. So from the very beginning, when they start to do that, we didn't know in Warsaw, not everyone. Probably, you know, some people knew, but I didn't know. I didn't heard anything about it. But yes, actually here in Nottingham and around Nottingham, it's quite a lot of people who goes through Russia, yes. Yeah.
So really the Poles had it both ways?
Both sides, yes. Yeah. German and the Russian side, mm. Yes.
Do you remember when the Germans attacked Russia? You know, how that was, what you felt about that? Was that another surprise, or was it? Were you pleased about that? You know, the.
Well, in the beginning, I suppose yes, we were pleased because we thought that might release something. You know, for us, it will be a bit more easy because they will have to push to the east. But it wasn't so. No, and then we had. It was 17th of June, I believe, but I don't remember exactly the year, 43 or 42, 43, I think, when Russian start to bomb Warsaw as well. Yes, yes, one day. So we knew that, you know, the war is quite...
Do you remember the ghetto uprising at all?
Oh, yes, very well. Yes, I do. It was really tragical, yes. Especially, you know, the place I used to live, we have, say, I used to live in a block 2 floor high, but another 3 blocks around, because it was like a square, you know, were 4 floor high. So we used to go on the 4th floor, and from the window we could see what's going on in ghetto, because it was so near. As I told you, that behind, on the back of the block I used to live, it was ghetto, actually.
So can you remember, I know it's upsetting for you, Daniela, but can you remember what you did see when you looked in? You know, at
this terrible thing. I saw myself that, you know, silhouette of a woman was pushing a child into the fire downstairs from the window. I suppose they didn't have any ammunition or, you know, and they preferred that way to die than go to Germans.
Did it go on for long, that uprising? Did it seem to last a long time?
No, not very long. I think it was a few days, I can't remember exactly, week or so, because they didn't have enough ammunition. That's the same happened to us later on. Yeah, people tried to help, but, you know. And before the uprising in ghetto started, one day I noticed, because my window from my flat, I could see the entrance into the yard, you know, the place I used to live. And I recognized one person who used to live in one of the block, Jewish person. And then the other people noticed as well. So everyone just go downstairs and try to talk to them. They look really very bad, very thin, and everyone tried to get, you know, gave them some sort of food or clothes up. Yes, it was quite bad.